Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your swing set owning couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April 25th, 2016.
And this is episode 198. What's going on?
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, Renee?
Good. I almost forgot my line.
What was your line?
Today is...
Oh, April 25th.
Yeah, but I said it. So.
Well, no one noticed that you...
But I just spilled the beans.
I know. You played it off quite well, and then you just... went out and just said, hey guys.
I pulled attention to myself.
You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing you should not do. That's the one thing you should not do. But yeah, so I just want to say hello to everyone.
Hey.
So who do we have with us today in the Valentavern today?
Valentavern. We have Hando is in the house.
What's going on, Hando?
Ice Flow is in the house. Hey, Ice Flow. JK's in the house.
What's up, JK?
Zobby's also in the house.
What's up, Zobby?
Hey, everybody.
It is a nice and beautiful day here in Louisville, Kentucky. The high was 83 today.
It was shorts all day today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, it was beautiful, and I hope it stays that way.
Yeah.
Forever.
So just want to say thanks for everyone for being here. Also want to say thanks to the folks over at Alpha Geek Radio for letting us stream this live. And also to the folks at PrettyLightsMusic.com. Haven't shout out to those folks in a while for letting us use their music at the beginning and ending of our show, as well as the Andrew Allen Trio for the bed music that we play during the show.
The bed music.
Yeah. Speaking of bed, let's go ahead and get into our weekend wrap-up.
Weekend wrap-up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Yes, sir.
Bed has nothing to do with this, but...
I know.
You just made that up.
It just sounded kind of cool. You know what I'm saying?
So, my baby girl...
Miss Maya?
Got her head split open. Friday.
Yeah, she had her surgery on Friday.
To remove her skin lesion.
Yep. Her tumor.
It is a tumor.
She had a tumor removed.
Yeah.
So, it was... kind of going like right here.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has it stitched up, or what's it, what do they call it?
What
do they call them? They're not stitches, they call them,
they
something
are stitches?
They're stitches, but they call them
stitches.
No, something else. Stitchers.
What? Yeah, like. Stitchers is not a word. Well, maybe it's a word, but it's not a word I've heard of.
Okay, go ahead. Just keep going.
Sutures.
There we go. Thank you. Hey, I was
stencher.
Now, I have to ask you, though. Wait a minute before you even go that far. Did you look at the Valentavern?
I did not.
And saw JK say
nope.
That. You need to give JK credit. I'm sorry.
I didn't see JK say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. God.
Anyway,
all right.
So
JK, thanks, man.
She had her surgery at like 8:30. Oh my gosh, and she was owning that pediatric playroom board. I mean,
yeah.
She was running all over, getting into cars, playing with the toys, and You can tell her anything.
Yeah.
Tell her nothing.
She was amazing. And I have to say the staff was very, very amazing. They were very professional.
They were accommodating. They were really nice to Maya. Maya was comfortable. And if you know Maya, if she ain't comfortable, she'll let you know.
Hold on, wait a minute. I'm just going to stop right here for a minute.
Right.
Now, Renee, we know you're very smart, right?
Right.
Yeah, you are smart.
Okay.
But JK, I'm just going to let you know, she's married. She's happily married to me. You don't have to kiss up to her about how smart she is. I'm just saying, she's very happily married.
Thanks.
No, I'll play it.
But
JK didn't mean anything.
Her surgery was only an hour, so didn't last long, and. Yep. She was walking around and everything. It was nuts. So took her home. She took a nap. She was 100% back to her old self after her nap. I was like, didn't you just have surgery this morning, chick? And she's like running around the house.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, kids are freaking resilient as all hell. So that's good. So we have to get a biopsy done on it. So we'll find out.
If it was
cancerous tumor, and her 2 or 3 week appointment. So, so that was done and done. No more surgeries.
Right.
Hopefully.
We hope.
Yeah. So, we went through that on Friday, and Deidre came into town, and Deidre, Chris, the Moores, they all came into town.
Yeah, we got more of the Moores. That was fun.
Got to hang out with them. Yeah, and saw your nephews.
I know. I love August.
And Ethan.
August is almost walking. So close.
Yep. So close.
So, do you want to talk about the conclusion?
All right, so some of you guys probably saw we tweeted out earlier from the show Twitter and from the Facebook page, and the title of the show tells you we're a swing set owning couple. What does that mean? They came and they set up the swing set today.
Woo!
And man, I have to tell you, it's been a long road. But you know what? For a free swing set, you know, it was worth it, you know. So I did go out and I picked up a couple of the toddler swings for the girls, which I had to price match twice. I went to Target and I had to price match their website, which was like $3 cheaper.
Oh, nice.
And they only had one. So then I went to Walmart.
You had a price match.
And I had a price match Target with Walmart. So they weren't quite the same color, but the cashier didn't say anything. I didn't say anything, so
they weren't quite the same. What color?
The seats weren't the same color.
Oh, the one that
was on sale.
Okay.
Because you know, sometimes
look at you.
You know, I worked the system. I saved about $8. You know, $6 to $8 for
not
that.
Too
so
bad.
So yeah. So I got a deal. You know. So hey.
So I can't believe the debacle is over with.
I am happy that it's over with. And the girls, they came home today, and we went to the backyard.
Daddy has a surprise for you. And they were like, what?
We both had a surprise for you.
It was funny.
Walked to the back, because this is really the first time they actually went to the back of the house.
Yeah, there was no reason for them to go in the backyard because there's dog poop everywhere.
Right.
And I guess they could have gone to the backyard if we had cleaned up the dog poop.
Right.
But they have super fun playing in the front anyway. They could be right there.
They swung for a long. They swung so long that Zoe was finally like, all right, I'm done. And so I took them out of the seats, and the seats have that T across the top that kind of comes up and helps them hold them in. And when I took Zoe out, she started walking away. I took Maya out, and the tees were hanging down.
Right.
So Maya was like, they're not supposed to be hanging down. So she went and put the tees, pushed them up into the seats where they belong.
That girl.
Before we left.
That is typical, Maya.
I was like, that's my girl.
Oh, my God.
I was like, that's my girl. That's right. Tuck those sheets in before you get in the bed. Can't get in the unmade bed.
Oh, my gosh. But which you do all the time.
I do now. I have. That was one of the things that
I think it's because you're lazy.
You have trained. No.
Because if you really wanted to get in the main bed, you would.
You trained me well.
Not to. You because joke, guess what? It's just going to get messed up again.
You broke my spirit enough by joking me that it's not a big deal anymore. I don't even turn the toilet paper around anymore. I don't even.
I put the toilet paper on the right way.
I know. I will say I have noticed that.
I actually make the effort.
You do?
I do.
Oh, see, it's a compromise. We're amazing. Wow, this is how marriage is done, people. Who says marriages don't work? I mean, you don't have to compromise. I mean, wow, that's just amazing.
You're nuts.
And then one of the things that I forgot to tell everyone last week was that I actually was asked to go take pictures at a local conference or Louisville conglomerate, which it's like a very, very personal, very, very small Dragon Con where they don't have a like where you have to pay to see the famous people and stuff like that. So they asked me to come down and take some pictures for their masquerade. So I went down, took pictures for their masquerade, and that was, you know, it was more for volunteering. I was volunteering and trying to help them out. So it was kind of fun. And it was interesting, you know.
And then you could use that in your portfolio.
We'll see. You know.
Your body of work.
My body of work.
My body. All over your body. It's a throwback for y'all.
Yeah.
But so the convention, it was his first year?
No, this was like it's fourth,
okay,
maybe fifth year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I liked some of the cosplays that you had.
Yeah.
And Jay
yeah.
took amazing pictures, by the way.
Yeah.
He did a really good job.
It was fun.
And I decided to help clean up the room and sell garbage bags of clothes. I had, I don't know, seven. I swear it was like seven garbage bags of clothes.
The back of the view was full, and then we had the piano back there.
All baby stuff.
Yep.
So many baby clothes. Oh, yep. You know what? I'm not going to try to sell this by itself. It's too much work. And I took it to our kitty consignment store.
Yep. Once upon a child.
Once upon a child. So I was there before it opened. I was third in line.
Third? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you that. I was third in line.
Okay.
There were people in front of me. Someone came behind me. So
they opened the doors.
Lot
of stuff too?
Nah, not really.
Okay. A
couple bags at most.
Were everybody looking at you like, holy shit?
No.
Okay.
Well, when I started bringing it in, people behind the counter were like, holy shit. And the manager was like, I just gotta tell you right now, it's gonna take a while for us to finish these. It was like 15-20 minutes per bag. I was like, I know. It's fine. Go on and do it. It's fine. So, and I'm just like, I know I'm going to get like $10 for these. Because that's what usually happens.
Right,
you know?
Right. But,
so I leave. I go work out. Because it's going to be a while. So I go work out at the gym.
I'm glad
back.
You took my advice.
I'm really glad I did. Because when I came back, they still weren't done.
Because
this is like 2 hours in. And they said it would be like an hour and a half, 2 hours. This is like almost 2 hours in. And they still aren't done. So I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'm going
to. I think you would have been so upset if you had taken my advice.
Because I wouldn't have got to work out that day. I would have been really pissed.
I don't think I could have dealt with that. I love you, babe. I don't think I could have dealt with that.
What with my attitude? You would have been
like, I mean, that would just ruin your whole day.
It would have.
Because you'd be like, I need to work out. I was going to work out. I should do this yesterday. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway. But, I went shopping for the girls for their 3T stuff for the fall. Because that's what I was going to use the... So I finished.
Right.
And I sorted through the clothes and I threw out some ones and they still weren't done.
Nice.
I was like, all right. And you could just tell, I don't know if they were frustrated with me but I'm not going to do that again. That was a one-time thing. I was just trying to sell it by itself. Then I realized that I don't have the patience for that.
Okay.
So anyway, so I ended up getting money back after I finished shopping. And so, yeah. 3 hours to sell some freaking baby clothes.
And the amazing thing with this now is that my workout schedule, I'm able to get my workouts in during the week mostly where my weekends are free.
Right.
And that's freaking amazing. I love it. You know, like, there may be sometimes where I'll have to work out a Saturday or a Sunday. Or if I get in my 10,000 steps,
whoop, whoop.
I don't have to work. I don't have to go work out.
Okay.
Well, you know.
Okay.
For my point.
I'll all right.
For my points.
Work out if you get 10,000 steps.
But that's me doing my yard work and everything else.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
That was actually 30, that was 40 minutes of active, of a workout.
That was more than what I get when I go to the gym.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't count me doing the weights as active for some reason.
I know,
reason.
It's stupid. That annoys
and
me.
It doesn't count.
That annoys
I'm
me.
Like, what? No. You suck.
Well, cool.
So yeah, so that was our weekend.
All right.
Didn't do much.
Didn't do much.
Burp.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
So, one of my favorite artists that had a fingerprint on my life passed away. This past week, and I'm sure a lot of people heard about it, and there's none other than Prince from
Prince. Such songs as
Purple Rain,
Doves Cry.
Yeah.
I am a Prince fan, but you are definitely a bigger Prince fan.
Yeah. I mean, he had a big imprint on my life. I mean, there's a lot of memories there. I fondly remember watching Purple Rain with my dad. Hold on. With my dad. And always when they get to Lake Minnetonka, quote Lake Minnetonka,
mm-hmm.
when he tells her she must go cleanse herself. You know, and that's when she takes off her shirt, you know, and she goes to run in the lake, which isn't the lake, you know. Dad always would say, Jonathan, cover your eyes.
And you wouldn't.
And I cover my eyes.
And you peek through your fingers?
No. But then I remember the one time we watched, and he didn't say that. So I didn't cover my eyes. And he was like, boy! You know you're supposed to cover your eyes.
How many times did you watch this freaking movie?
Watched a lot of movies.
You make it sound like you watched it like 20 times.
Probably.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, it's a great movie.
His death came as a shock, but...
Yeah.
I've gotten to the point where... I almost so many icons are dying now. I'm just like...
Right.
What's the next one?
Right.
So, it doesn't... shock me like it did when, you know,
right,
Michael Jackson was like,
right,
when it started to, that was, I think it was the last shocking death. But I love all the outpouring of tributes and appreciation for Prince, and I know a lot of younger people have no idea the impact he had on music, and he was definitely one of the greats.
Right.
He was the king of I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep my rating. Yeah. But so he and I never heard of a scandal with him, really.
Nah, there wasn't a whole lot for what.
When he changed his name to the artist right. formerly known as was but that's not a scandal. That's just
right.
You know. So yeah. So Prince, I'm glad you left some music behind to remember you by.
So on to the next, Game of Thrones started yesterday. It was a good season premiere.
Yeah, some stuff happened. I'm not going to spoil anything, but they are veering off in the books, though.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But that's good. It allows book readers to get a little surprise.
Right, right.
So, I didn't feel the excitement behind the premiere of Game of Thrones like I usually feel. I mean, people, like, the internet was excited, but just...
Let's see.
I feel like was a bit more in the
I think
past.
It was towards the end that was, with Khaleesi
mm-hmm.
and the Red One.
Mm-hmm.
I think those were probably some of the most exciting parts.
Yeah.
But I hope that storyline, I'm going to say that storyline...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll say the Red One storyline. I hope it's not drug out the whole season.
Oh, you don't like drug out storylines anyway.
Babe, it'll just be like season 2 of Walking Dead.
Yeah. 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 It will.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's just sum that up. I was really hoping that they would have stepped into that. You know what I'm saying? But it's whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
But I am glad it's here because Fear of the Walking Dead was not doing it for me.
Yeah, yeah. There's a new...
That is the wrong link.
There's a new companion for Doctor Who, and she was revealed... when was she revealed?
She was revealed 2 days ago. Her name is Pearl Mackey.
Yep.
And she is a freaking person of color. And I know it's not a big deal probably over in England because...
Yep. They're all over.
Because it's a common thing.
Right.
I've noticed.
Right.
But to have two companions of a famous, you know, show like Doctor Who
mm-hmm.
be a person of color, that's intense and awesome. We never finished the last season of Doctor
Who. We didn't.
Who.
We own it, though.
We are.
Wait
yeah.
a minute. Did we finish it?
No.
Because we saw the Christmas one.
Well, maybe. We need to go look.
We need to go look and check and make sure.
But that kind of feeds into the next subject, our DVR struggle. So,
yeah, we're having some issues.
We're having some issues because we don't get to watch TV as much because, you know, working out and doing other things.
Right.
So we are struggling. Our DVR is at between 89 and 93 on a consistent basis. And every time we get down to 89, come back and it's at like 92.
Yes.
Oh, crap. So if we eventually something might have to go.
So I have to ask people that has watched Agent Carter, was it worth it?
I heard that it was good.
It was good.
That's why I keep it around.
Okay.
I heard it was good.
All right. That's good. That's good.
I don't know. It's like, I wonder, like, how do people choose which shows they want to call? Do they do it the same way we do? Like, that's the least interesting.
Right. And then I think the other part too is, you know, just trying to figure it out, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there was one time where we had nothing on our DVR. Nothing.
That was a long time ago,
that'd be nuts. But I like TV. I ain't gonna lie.
Right.
I've always liked TV. So, right. I don't know. DVR, I'm gonna get you down to zero if it's the last thing I do. Grr. Borderlands 3, y'all.
Yeah, Gearbox announced Borderlands 3. It was official last week. So there's an announcement. No solid date yet. So people are thinking like 2017, maybe 2018. But, oh.
But just the fact that it's coming.
Yep.
That's enough for me. I am super duper excited. And, we actually finished those storylines, so I look forward to it. I hope they do something fun. They have a new writer and everything on board. Yeah. So, sorry. Yep. I don't know if your boy will make it. You know.
Well,
flashback.
Well, I mean, he's not coming back. I mean,
it wasn't flashback.
What's done is done.
talk about Dark Souls, because I hear it's a game I would hate.
Yeah.
As you said.
Yep. So, Dark Souls 3, I was gifted a copy of this. Just want to say a huge thanks to a buddy of mine. Dark Souls 3, this is my first step into this franchise. And I've heard nightmares, and I've heard people, how many controllers are you going to throw, and all this other stuff. But I have to say, I think I get it. I think why the love for it is there, because it challenges you, and then it's kind of like Raiden in WoW, where it's a new boss and you're trying to beat the new boss, and it's like, it's one of those things. So I think Renee would hate it because she even hates Raiden. You know
what? Whoa.
Yep, she hates.
Whoa,
Raiden.
I.
She doesn't
love
like having.
Raiden.
She doesn't like having the wipe.
I don't like. I mean, honestly, who likes wiping?
She doesn't like the journey.
People don't like the wipe.
You don't like the
it's
journey.
It's not.
You don't like the journey.
I.
You
get,
only. You like the success. You like the journey.
I don't like people make dumb mistakes, including me.
Right, and so that's what
I'm not just talking about other
does.
People. I'm talking about everyone.
You get overconfident. and stuff happened.
I was never overconfident when I played WoW.
Well, yeah.
Except so. When we had bosses on farm. But so, other than that, it's a Dark Soul.
So JK asked, you know, have we been keeping up with Supergirl? Actually, we have.
We are 100% caught up on Supergirl.
We are. We definitely are.
I like it a lot. And something tells me I shouldn't, but I really do. I don't know if it's because it has a female, you know, protagonist, but I really love it. And we're getting caught up on The Flash. I really like the writers for The Flash are really good this season. I don't know who is, if they change writers or not, Yeah, it's really good. So We still have DC's Heroes of Tomorrow.
DC's Legends of Tomorrow,
Yeah, we
want to see that one. I heard that one was pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to work through that. See, it's all going to...
And we're keeping up on... You did say Scandal, right?
Yeah, we keep up on Scandal. We keep up on Blacklist. There's certain ones we just keep up on. Yeah. Or at least try to. We caught up on Big Bang Theory.
And Blackish.
And that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
And How to Get Away with Murder.
So was the Supergirl we saw last night, was that the finale?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because
I
don't
remember what at the end happened. I remember what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's in the pie?
So Zabi mentioned that she uses Hulu. Have we deleted all the Hulu-y stuff? Now, if something is available on Hulu now, would it always be available?
You have to ask Zabi.
How do old seasons of shows go for Hulu? You need to let me know. Because if that's the case, if they're always going to be there, I'll be like, cool, I'll go back to them. When I'm like 90 and when I have time to actually look at them and say it, and I'm fully aware that I'll probably never look at them, but it's the fact that I had the opportunity to look at them that I'd be okay with. So I don't know. We'll see. TV is the pain of my existence.
Yeah. And so today was the last day of the Overwatch closed beta. At 1 p.m. today was when it ended. Our time.
Oh, it ended today.
It was funny because everyone was playing. And then they didn't kick you out of the game or anything like that. The match would just end. And then there would be no more play option. You click play and the screen would be blank.
Really?
So you will have the screen where you can see all the heroes and everything else. And then you click play. And it goes to the screen where you select the mode you want to play. But nothing comes up. People was like, what's going on? It was like,
they didn't realize that it was ending.
No, they was like, it's happened. It has happened. So
are they doing another beta?
They're going to be doing an open beta right before launch. That's about it. But they're getting everything ready now. So
when is the launch? Do they announce the launch date?
I think it's like May 24th or something like that.
Are you going to buy it?
Yeah, I need to pre-order it. I'm going to buy it.
What?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I like it, so it's fun enough. I mean,
I've seen you play when I've passed by your computer.
Renee is just like,
I'm just like,
I will say,
because it's not my kind of game. Dude, that is the game, which is so funny because that used to be the kind of game I played all the time. I used to play Halo matches all the freaking time.
That's why you would like this one, because
I wouldn't.
You would.
I'm playing against other people.
Well, the thing is, you would like this because it's not like levels and stuff like that. It's kind of like everyone's a hero.
It's PvP.
You have endless, but you still have to work as a team together to get shit done.
Yeah, it's PvP. Then it's like 5-on-5 PvP.
But you have to get stuff done. Like you have the dude I was playing is like Reinhardt. Like, he's the one that holds the shield up, and people are, like, behind me with their guns, taking people out while I'm holding my shield, and I have this hammer just whipping ass. I got, like, so many plays in the game. I got, like, a quadruple kill. It was glorious. It was, and, like, today, I pissed so many people off with Lucio, the healer, the skating healer, because he uses, DJ, he uses, like, sound waves.
Mm-hmm.
So one of his things is a knockback. So I was knocking people off the map. So I had like, I had 20 kills altogether, and 10 of those were eliminations by, well, no, it was 8 of them. I had 20 altogether. 8 of them were eliminations by environment because I knocked them off the map. And it was great. People were so pissed off.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. It's just not my shtick, but I love that you're enjoying it.
Yep.
So what about this X to the Wing?
Yeah, so I've been playing some X-Wing, and I've been absolutely enjoying it.
I think you like it because they're shorter.
The games are shorter. I do not have to paint a crap ton of miniatures. I'm still playing Warhammer, so don't think I'm not. I'm still playing Warhammer, but X-Wing is filling in a gap when Jim and I want to get together and play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that I can do. It's just a couple of hours.
And then if you wanted to, you could play a couple games.
Yeah, yeah.
You like, have an all day thing.
Right, and like right now, it's a couple of hours because we're still learning. Like, a game would normally take an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we could potentially get in two games if we wanted to. So, yeah, I mean, I'm really enjoying it. Playing Scum and Villain and Scum and Villains, which are the Bounty Hunters. And I'm also, I have a Rebel Force, and I have a little bit of the Imperials. And it is very, the cost difference between X-Wing and Warhammer is like freaking crazy, because I sold a bunch of Warhammer stuff that I had gotten during the crazy 50% off sales and 75% off sales that were going on locally here. So a lot of that stuff that I had bought, and it was sitting in the room that we were cleaning. And I was like, hold on. I was like, I'm not building a dark. I started with Dark Angels, but I'm getting out of Dark Angels. I'm playing Salamanders and I'm playing Orcs. That's it. You know, and I had like an Imperial Knight. I had like two boxes of these games that came out that had like, you know, the Space Marines in them.
Mm-hmm.
I got those for 50% off. So I sold those for 70% of retail price. So I made like 20% back. And then I bought like Age of Sigmar games. I bought all this other stuff that I had bought. And it was just sitting there that I hadn't did anything with. And I was just did like his flash sale. I mean, I was like just sold a bunch of stuff, you know. And it was amazing. So, you know, I still have some Marines I still need to paint. I have some that I acquired from my good friend, Mr. J.K. I need to paint, you know. So, there are some that I even donated some to a middle school. So, I donated some Tyranids that Sangu sent me because he's clearing the garage out. I donated those, and I donated some Empire fantasy models to the middle school, because what they're doing, they're teaching middle schoolers how to play, but they're also encouraging them to write a backstory.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And a theme as to what the battle that's going on. So they have to do a whole story thing.
Yeah, I can see how that's pretty cool.
I definitely have you know, donated some of that stuff, and it felt kind of good. I mean, I did ask. I said, you know, if you do, you know, if you find out that it doesn't work, I like to get the stuff back. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you know, just find me and we could figure something out. So, can't wait for Muhogan to come up. When Muhogan comes up,
that'll be fun.
We're going to play some X-Wing.
Yep.
I'm going to show him how to play. It's going to be amazing.
Yep. So Final Fantasy 15.
Talk about it, babe.
Final Fantasy is my second favorite IP. First is Tomb Raider.
Okay.
I am usually all in, and I don't think... I think I'm going to be all in on this. I just don't know when I'm going to be all in. I think it's going to be amazing because they know what they did wrong with, you know, 13 and things like that, and the spinoffs and everything. So And I still didn't finish 13. But if a new one comes out,
you still have it.
I still have it. I still need to play it. But I think if a new one comes out, I'm gonna play it to completion.
Okay.
Like I did Tomb Raider. So, I have high hopes. I'm like crossing my fingers, saying, please don't make my $60 suck. Because that's just something I know I'm gonna buy every time. Like every time WoW comes out with a new expansion, even if I'm not signed up to play, I'm gonna freaking buy it. Because,
right.
Wow, you know, so I don't know. I'll keep you all informed about some Final Fantasy.
So, is there a release date for it yet?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I think they just announced that it's coming. So,
all right, well, cool. So, let's get to some food.
Oh, it's September 30th.
September 30th. Ooh, yes. Decision time.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right, so that's my coworker pinging me if I watch Game of Thrones.
Aren't you supposed to turn that off before you podcast?
Well, the thing is Google Hangouts.
Oh, and you need it.
And
well, you can.
It's
well, you
part
can.
Of Chrome.
You can appear offline on Hangouts.
It's part of Chrome, and I'm trying to find out where I can. There we go. Notifications.
Yeah, you can all
right, so I'll turn it off right now. Thank you, dun, babe. Dun, dun. All right, so, and I just turned him off, apparently. So, update on me. Tomorrow, I go into my surgeon tomorrow, and I get my second fill. So, I'm going to be on liquids starting tomorrow after my surgery. I mean, not surgery, but after my fill Wednesday, and then Thursday evening for dinner, I'll be able to. Well, I think I'll have some lunch when I can. So.
Yeah, definitely. So, how's everything going?
I keep biting my lip.
Yeah, I've had that happen before. It really sucks.
So
it takes a bit. You have to consciously not do it.
Even then, when I'm just talking.
I know. Like, you have to consciously, you have to be aware of it.
I bit my lip, and I've just been biting it over and over for the past 2 days, maybe 3 days. So, yeah, I'm down 86 pounds now.
Wow.
So yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to getting in. You know, it doesn't bother me anymore when it's like I'm going to have to get on liquids for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I had my checkup. I had my annual checkup with my doctor earlier this week. Last week. And I got my test results back. He said everything looks good. Blood work looks good. Cholesterol looks good. You know, just keep doing what I'm doing. And it felt good to... you know, I went at my appointment was at 1:15, and so I fasted from the whole day before until then. And people were like, "Oh, I bet you were hungry." I was like, "Eh, you know, it was just didn't, you know, I didn't think too much about it."
Right.
You know, but it wasn't a big deal. So yeah. So I'm down 86 pounds and keep going. So how you doing?
No, pretty good. So funny. 3 days ago, I reached my goal. But weighing this morning, 3 pounds over my goal. Whatever. So, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I feel good when I work out. So that's good. And it's become a daily thing. It's really starting to become like, I feel weird if I don't. I give myself 1 day off a week.
Right.
And I'm cool with not working out that day because I've resolved in my mind I'm not going to work out those days. But the days I can't, like Saturday, I probably, like next Saturday,
mm-hmm.
not this coming one, but the next, I probably won't get to work out.
Right.
Friday, I won't get to work out.
Yeah, maybe. You would.
Maybe.
You may have Friday off.
Oh, that's right. If I have Friday off, I will. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we'll see. But, everything with that's going great. So, talk about your dehydrator because you've been using it.
Yeah, so I've been making jerky. I think this is probably one of the kitchen gadgets that Renee's probably shocked that I'm still using.
Yeah, you have a penchant for buying things and using them a couple times and then not.
So I made fruit leather for the girls. I made dehydrated bananas. I attempted to make raisins, which I'm going to redo at some point when I have 24 hours to make raisins. I made, what, 3 batches of jerky?
Yeah.
Maybe 4? I can't remember.
You made, three or four.
Three, I think. I just made some today. And I'm absolutely enjoying it. And I'm trying to be good about this because I really want an air fryer. So
we're gonna talk about air fryer now. So I first heard about the air fryer from a weight loss group that Jay is in, and you know,
and I had heard about this air fryer way before that.
Yeah, I hadn't heard,
and I just never said anything about it.
And people were showing food that looked like it was fried. I was like, what is going on with this? And then I kept seeing more and more people. But the thing, the one that I would get is $200, and it's big. We have so much crap in our kitchen and in the mud room because the overflow is over there. Because, we get all the kitchen gadgets. We don't have anywhere to store them.
That, and we have a bunch of other stuff in there that I need to move out, which I've been working on. And I cleaned out the pantry outside as well. I moved the Christmas tree out, which I don't feel like talking about.
Okay.
Well, we can talk about it.
You didn't put it in We Can Wrap Up, so I know you didn't want to talk about it.
I forgot about it, actually.
Well, that's okay. We're not talking about
I mean, we can talk about it.
Well,
so,
we can talk about it later.
Well, we can talk about it now. We brought it up. Everybody's like, whoa, I want to know about this tree now. Oh, God.
I doubt everybody's like chomping at the bit, but okay, sure.
So we have this.
This is not food, by the way.
Right. So we have the Christmas tree out there, the tree that we didn't use last year because it was too big. We didn't want to turn on the girls and stuff like that. So basically, we bought a tree bag. We finally bought a tree bag for it instead of the box because, you know, because we didn't want to happen what happened when I was transferring the tree box to the tree bag.
What happened?
So I pulled out the bottom piece. It was fine. I checked it to make sure everything was good. Threw it in the bag. Took the top piece and threw it in the bag. Then I took the middle piece and I was getting ready to throw it in the bag. And all of a sudden I noticed a lot of insulation and other stuff that was kind of in the tree. And I was like, what the hell is that? And I was like, I know this isn't what the hell I think it is.
Mm.
It was a freaking mice nest, you know.
Oh, that's not what you called it when you told me, though.
Well, I called it a rat's nest.
Because the J, a mouse and a rat are exactly the same.
Damn right they're the same. So I was like, well, damn. You know, and you all know how I am about little things. You know how I am about birds. You know how I am about freaking spiders. You know how I am. Let me tell you how I am about mice. I'm the same freaking way. I don't like them. They too damn fast, and I just want to step on them. So I'm like,
oh no.
So I'm like, well, damn. There's a mice nest in here, or I said rat's nest in here.
Yeah, you were very upset about it.
I was so pissed off to the point where I FaceTimed Renee because she was going to the gym. I was like, look at this shit.
I'm going to the gym. Like, know, what are you doing? Like, it couldn't wait till I got home.
I will say, I think I apologized that night. I hope I did.
I don't remember.
If I didn't, I apologize now. I shouldn't have done that before you were working out. Because
it didn't bother me, because mice don't bother me like they bother you.
Well, it's more like me just calling you the bitch about it. You know what I'm saying? That was probably like, oh, you know. So maybe that kind of worked out. You was like swinging punches at the bag, thinking of me being stupid. So I was like, okay, well, let me shake this nest out. You know what I'm saying? Try to, you know, get this shit out of here. And I'm opening up the branches and stuff like that. And then I look in there, there's a freaking dead mouse in there. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Because, I mean, out there in the pantry, we do have the cubes out there for them to eat and die.
Eat and die.
You know, they get a little pleasure before they pass away. So, apparently, this mouse had consumed some of the green block that is of the green block of goodness, and he was curled up in there. So, I disposed of him and tried to get as much of the nest out, and then so
I was proud of you because usually.
because
Call on me to handle things like that.
I'm not going
to
lie. When I called on the phone, I was like, babe, I'm not dealing with this. You're going to do this when you get home.
Okay, I'll do it when I get home.
I was like, you're going to do it when you get home.
I was like, all right, fine.
And then I felt bad. And I was like, you know what? F it. And, you know, I'm just going to just freaking do it. Clear it out. I was like, I'm going to throw this damn tree away. And the thing is, we may have to still. Because
mice carry diseases.
Right. So we may still have to freaking.
And we don't want to have them around the girls.
Right. So I think.
Which bugs the crap out of me. We bought this expensive ass tree just because we said, well, we're going to use it every year. Well, guess what? Not only did we not even use it last year, we're not going to use it ever.
Well, here's the thing. We're not buying another expensive ass tree. And that purchase for that tree was like, ooh, new house. Let's get a tree. Yeah. Yeah. You know.
And now it's just, it represents mice.
Our failure
to put our tree in a secured container.
Yeah, JK, an expensive ass artificial tree. But you know what? Screw it. We're going to buy some lights, buy some fake trees. Well, anyway, so air fryer. We get everything cleaned up.
Jay, like I said to Jay, we are not bringing another appliance in here until we find a place for it.
And I agree.
We're putting things on top of things at this point.
Well, my dehydrator
is on top of things.
Well, it's going to be on top of that. My dehydrator is always going to be on top of that.
Still,
because that's where that little oven is going to be.
Things
so.
Because we have no other room. No
well,
other place
we don't want it. I don't want it on the counter. We don't use it enough for it to be on the counter. It's, what should be on the counter in the kitchen is stuff that we use.
My food
daily.
Processor, which I use almost every day.
Right. That's why you never heard me say anything about this.
Otherwise, you would have mentioned like that.
That's why the Vitamix, I was kind of like, okay, we need to put that away.
Because I use it once in a blue moon.
Right. So the food processor, I'm like, cool. I just use it every day. I'm cool with that. Toaster. Every day. If we didn't use the toaster as much as we did,
it'd be gone.
I mean, you remember? The toaster was in the pantry for a little bit.
Because
we never used it.
We didn't get bread. So, we didn't eat bread.
Right. So, I mean, if it's used every day, it's on the counter there. If it's used a little bit, that's why the crock pot's in there. So, I mean, there's some things that, you know, we need to do. But the air fryer probably won't ever be on the counter.
No, because we don't use it that much.
Well,
it's huge.
Well, we probably would, but it's big as hell.
Yeah.
You know.
But you can have foods that taste fried with only a tablespoon of oil.
And yes, JK, I've been to hell. I know how big it is. No,
big as hell. But it intrigues me. Every time I think about it, like I obsess for it for an hour or two and then it goes away.
Right.
And then it comes back again. So it's
And
like,
that's the thing with me too. But I know that in order for us to do it, I mean that's the one thing that we both committed to, and that's something that usually doesn't happen. Because any other time I'd be like, oh freak it, I'll just buy it, you know. I'm just like, no. I want this to be a purchase that Renee and I do together.
Yep.
Which we usually do, but just not one where I'm just like, oh, I have this extra. I'll just buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want it to be together because I think there's a big benefit there. But then also, I just want to make sure that it's something that we both want to do. You know, not something where Jay just bought this thing and brought it in the house. It's like this dehydrator. But damn, he's using it a lot. And what the heck, you know, to the point that before the show, Renee asked me if I would make her jerky.
Yeah, and I did.
And I was like, oh, I could make Renee jerky.
But you know what? I have to be honest. In a couple months, I wonder if you'll still be using it as much.
Well, I don't know. Well, here's the thing. Like right now, I'm trying different recipes. And I'm being smart. And I will be honest. The one thing that I am worried about as my band gets tighter is how will I be able to consume, or what, you know, will I have to not
Why
do,
not?
Yeah. Will I have to do a different type of meat? Will I have to use ground meat and use that as jerky instead mm-hmm. of, you know, the bottom roast, which is what I usually use.
Right.
I do want to get some turkey to attempt. There is a gun that I want to get to press out some jerky
mm-hmm.
and make like the strip jerky out of ground meat
right.
to see how tough it is and see how, you know, is it easier? Because right now, I know the jerky that I'm eating is a little bit thicker going down than what it should be.
Yeah. So. It's tougher. This is tougher than past, right. Your past jerky. I don't know what's going on with it.
Right.
But, so yeah, so air fryer is probably coming eventually. So right. I've been doing some new foods. I did last night, eggplant rotini. It's basically like...
You've been knocking it out of the park.
The eggplant was good. It's like mm-hmm. like spinach and ground beef and ricotta and Parmesan rolled up in little eggplant rolls. Yep. And it was super good. It was good. I thought it was a little salty. Jay said it's not. But whatever, I'll refine the recipe.
Well, it didn't hurt my damn bit lip if it was too salty.
Really?
I think it would have salted my wounds.
So that was super good. I made that last night. Yeah. It takes a long time to make. So,
yeah.
I made shepherd's pie with cauliflower mash instead of mashed potatoes. And that was better, like, the day after than it was on the day. I mean, it was good on the day of, but it was even better the day after. I was like, man, that was good.
Right.
So that's a good way to get some protein in, Jay. And I made avocado brownies for the second time. First time, didn't turn out so hot. This time, the bomb. And Jay likes these better than the black bean brownies. So avocado brownies are my go-to for Jay when he wants brownies. Not only that, I made cherry bars twice. Because
the first time wasn't,
the first
as,
time was,
wasn't as good as the second time.
Second time, I had more cherries the second time.
And you remember you saying, I want more cherries.
Yeah. And then you were like, I want extra cherries.
Right.
Extra cherries. So right. The second one was good. It gave Jay his little cherry
pie
fix.
As much as
and we got some Halo ice cream. So, Halo ice cream is a low-carb, low-sugar ice cream. It's weird to say, but it was a little dry. It's not creamy at all. But if you want a good ice cream substitute for, like a pint's like 240 calories.
Right.
It's a good substitute as far as, ice cream. But
right.
You've been using frozen Cool Whip.
Yeah, frozen Cool Whip is what I've been doing.
So, yeah. So,
jerky.
I'm doing a lot of cooking, so right. I'm doing a lot of new stuff, so I'll talk about what I've been doing next time. We've been getting a lot of activity in our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/frogpantslose it,
yep.
And people are posting often, and that makes me really happy.
Yep,
to see.
It does. So
come on and join us, whether you're starting or you're already in it. We'd love to have you.
All right. Mr. Feisty. Adventures,
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
Hey, I have a shout out.
You have a shout out?
I do have a shout out.
Who's your shout out
for? One of the women in my mommy group, Molly. She.
Oh.
That is so loud.
That was loud.
That is loud, loud, loud. She actually made some dolls for her kids. I was like, oh, that's so cute. So she said she would make them, she would take order for mine. And they came in today, and me and my mom both dying of cute.
Uh-huh.
So look at, and the twins haven't seen them yet, so they're going to see them tomorrow. But look at how cute.
Aww.
Look at the little feet. The little shit. Oh. They are adorable.
They are.
And I hope that they love them. And if they don't, I'll be super, super, super sad. But then, guess what? They'll be mine. So I'll be like, ha, you can't have them. But then, guess what? They'll want them. So, see? Reverse psychology. So, and I love their little dresses and their little curly hair. And so, I'm super excited for them to actually get to play with them. They're super soft. And if they want to carry these around all the time, I'd be like, sure, go for it.
Right.
So, love it, love it, love it.
Thank you, Molly.
Thank you, Molly.
Yep. So, we got some birthdays coming up. So, let's see if we can fly through these real quick. Today, Mr. Hammond's birthday is today, as well as tomorrow. Galadian's birthday is tomorrow. as well as Bugsy's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday.
And then we also have Mr. Eric Tyler and Joel Duggan's birthday is on the 29th. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And
love
then,
it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
You're good. Lila's birthday, my namesake, is on the 30th, along with Kim Immel, the 30th as well. One more week because we're 2 weeks.
Then we have Mr. Chris Walker and Miss Larkin and Mr. Logan on Wednesday of the 4th of May.
Nice. And we also have somebody's birthday,
Mr. JK Grandma,
and he's in the chat room.
Yeah,
so we can come back around,
right?
JK, we'll be right with you.
Sit right there for a second.
And then
on Derby Day, we have
Derby Day.
Yes, the 7th.
I don't. We have a Captain America movie meetup in Louisville.
Yep. So make sure you guys
come here for that.
Yeah, make sure you guys let us know on 7th if you're coming. We may be cooking out. So
it's JK's birthday on
I feel
5th.
Like we just did this. Like, I think JK.
I feel like we just sang to you.
I really feel like JK is changing
shit. Are you changing your birthday, JK? Because I swear we just did it.
I'm telling you.
Maybe we did Hando. But it feels like we did JK.
I know we did Hando.
It feels like we did. JK, are you fooling us?
I think he is, but it's
all okay. Right.
You know
it's
what?
All right.
If you want it like every 3 months or something like that, I mean, because
you can't change your birthday like what? Once every 3 months you can change your birthday, I think.
Oh, on Facebook?
You can't change it willy-nilly.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
You can't just
change it whenever you want and change it back. You can't do that.
Really?
You have to like wait sometimes.
Okay.
All right. So. For those of y'all who don't know, whenever someone's in the chat room whose birthday is that week, we get to sing to them. So that's incentive for you to come during when your birthday is 2 weeks out from the show.
All right.
So let's do it. All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear JK.
Boops. I can't.
Happy birthday to you.
Boops. Happy birthday, JK. Boops. 44. 44 is a good... I'm just going to ignore you. 44 is a good... like age, because it's like 4-4. You're 2-4, like 4-4.
Yeah,
it feels good.
Yeah,
except
for
me, I'm gonna hate it. But thanks for being with us. We really enjoyed you all.
Yeah,
and
we did.
See
if you guys
want to
reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog post at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is
Facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at YouTube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's TheCaoboi, Cowboy. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
All right, everyone. So we're going to see you guys in
two weeks.
So it'll be after
Derby,
our great Derby Day that, you know, we wish you all could come to. But anyway, we'll see you guys next week.
In 2 weeks. See ya.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks. Talk to you later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye now. Get lifted. We'll be right back.
Boobs. Boobs. Okay.
Boobs.
Boobs. This is Alpha Geek Radio.
Boobs. Just can't with you.